Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
A million people have died. It's such a terrible toll. And when you think of what it means in the lives of those families, the heartbreak continues.
As America's COVID-19 death toll approaches 1 million, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on her congressional colleagues to pass a new COVID relief package to address the ongoing pandemic and its fallout. President Joe Biden has ordered flags to half-staff to mark the grim milestone. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president has a plan to address a nationwide infant formula shortage.
These steps include cutting red tape to get more infant formula to store shelves quicker by urging states to provide consumers flexibility on the types of formula they can buy with WIC dollars.
Psaki says the White House is also increasing infant formula imports and is calling on states' attorneys general to crack down on price gouging and unfair market practices. The House panel tasked with investigating the January 6th insurrection has subpoenaed five Republican congressmen to testify, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who has previously resisted voluntarily meeting with the panel. The panel also issued subpoenas to Representatives Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Andy Briggs of Arizona, and Mo Brooks of Alabama. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has temporarily blocked a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. The measure had bipartisan support from both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who are both hoping to swiftly pass the bill Thursday. Paul says the bill should include a new position to oversee how the aid is spent.
This bill under consideration would spend $40 billion. This is the second spending bill for Ukraine in 2 months, and this bill is three times larger than the first.
CNN reports the bill will still likely pass in the coming days as Schumer takes a few more procedural steps to get it through the chamber. A House subcommittee on Thursday considered testimony from tribal advocates and leaders on the long-term impacts of boarding schools for Native American children. The schools, which operated from the 19th through mid-20th century, sought to systematically strip those children of their cultural identity. James LaBelle, a survivor of the boarding schools, described to lawmakers how the system robbed him of his native language.
I quickly suppressed my wishes to speak, in fact, because of the horrors I saw and witnessed when other children were severely beaten for speaking their language.
The hearing came the day after the Interior Department released a long-awaited investigation into the federal government's use of boarding schools. The report revealed from 1819 to 1969, the United States operated more than 400 such schools across 37 states. The investigation has so far found marked and unmarked burial sites at 53 different schools across the system. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.